This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Connie Lawn, White House correspondent for IRN USA Radio News. She's been a White House correspondent since the late 1960s, and she found her way into the headlines very unintentionally late last week when she asked what seemed to be a relatively straightforward question to White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. Here's the exchange, which was prompted by Mitt Romney's, at that point, soon-to-be-coming trip to Israel.
This administration considered to be the capital of Israel, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
I haven't had that question in a while. Our position has not changed, Connie. Can we...
What's the capital?
You know our position.
I don't. Really
no, no. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. That's why she asked.
She does know.
I don't.
She does not know. She just said she doesn't know.
Let's not call on Christy. Go ahead.
Les Consolving is the other voice in there besides Connie and Jay Carney. So, Connie, let's go to the beginning of this whole episode. What exactly was the question you were asking, and why did you decide to ask it?
Well, it was a simple question, and I did have some follow-ups, but after Les interjected and things got excited, Jay decided to move on to other people. But I knew that Romney was going to Israel. Israel's a hot topic. The whole question of who owns Jerusalem. The Jewish people have claimed Jerusalem as their capital for thousands of years. The Palestinians do also. Neither party seems willing to compromise and to perhaps have Jerusalem as the capital of both states. So you've got this stalemate. But I wanted to see what the Obama administration considers to be the capital. Now, if you look at the CIA fact book, for example, it says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. The U.S. Congress, since 1955, has repeatedly passed laws saying Jerusalem is the capital. The U.S. Embassy should be moved to Jerusalem as soon as is feasible. President Obama, when he was a candidate, spoke at APEC and said unequivocally he considers Jerusalem to be the capital, the undivided eternal capital of the Jewish state of Israel. And then he backtracked on that about a week later. But legally, by law, at this point, it's the capital of Israel. There's some other troubling facts. The U.S. Embassy is in Tel Aviv, even though the Israeli government buildings are all in Jerusalem. And the U.S. Embassy conducts its business in Tel Aviv in Hebrew and English. But I've been told that the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem conducts its business in Arabic and English, which in a sense predisposes the U.S. policy at this point, saying that the U.S. considers that part of Jerusalem to be part of a Palestinian state, not part of Israel.
We're talking with Connie Lawn, White House correspondent for IRN USA Radio News. And Connie, talk about the significance of this. Why is it important that the U.S. Go with what the Congress has said, go with what the CIA fact book says, and simply declare Jerusalem the capital? What's the hesitation?
Well, the hesitation is who wants what votes. That's really, it's become very political at this point. It's also a religious question. But this is not a question of just Jewish voters. There are something like 60 million registered evangelical voters, evangelical followers in this country. They fervently, passionately believe that Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. And the Jewish voters tend to believe that too, but the Jewish voters are only about 2% of the electorate. But it is a very politically charged question. We all know it's not going to determine the election. The election is going to be determined by the economy, by jobs. But it's a very important side issue. It's an issue that people care very passionately about. And bottom line is the U.S. should follow the law. If the CIA says the capital of Israel is Jerusalem, then why is the Obama administration hesitating on this policy? And when did the policy change? When did the president make this change from the comments he made at APEC a few years ago?
Connie, sounds from the exchange and from what you've told us that your question never really got answered. So will it get asked again?
Well, I spoke to Jay privately, and I said I've got a few more follow-ups. I'm going to send him some emails, and we'll see if he calls on me again. Or he can just answer them by email. That's fine with me. I'm not trying to grandstand. I'm not like the other reporters. They tend to give speeches. I just ask very sharp questions right to the point. And Jay has said many times that I ask the toughest questions. The funniest thing is what happened the next day. Did you pick up on what he said Friday? He started the briefing by saying, well, I wanted to take the hardest questions first, but I don't see Connie here. And then he said, Connie really got me yesterday.
You've certainly been noticed, as I know you have been throughout this administration and several before that. So, Connie, keep up the good work in the briefing room, and we'll be in touch with you soon.
Well, it wasn't my intention. I just wanted to get to the truth and see what the policy is. I've changed policy before with some of my questions, and I guess this is following suit.
I guess it is. Well, we'll see what the email responses you get, if any, and we'll catch you later. Thank you, Connie, very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Connie Lawn is a White House correspondent for IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.